Several central and northern New York legislators are praising the state's new budget as a win for the region's schools. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they say it was a hard-fought battle that's not over yet.
The newly passed state budget increases school aid funding by $1.1 billion. That includes $700 million more in foundation aid, a formula the state uses to send extra money to high-need school districts. It is about half of what some school advocacy organizations have been seeking, but lawmakers like Watertown area Assemblywoman Addie Jenny note that it is $250 million more than what was allocated in Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed budget.
Given the mountain we had to climb, I think many of us feel victorious in reaffirming the need to use the foundation aid formula that takes into consideration the economic factors from community to community.
Utica area Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi says the additional school aid was critical for his district.
Because of these increases, the Utica school district, which was facing a deficit coming into this budget, will prevent layoffs and close their budget deficit.
Even with the increases, it falls short of the $3 billion that organizations like the Alliance for Equality Education say is still owed to disadvantaged schools under a decade-old court ruling. Parents in districts like Utica are still suing the state in an attempt to retrieve the rest of that money. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.